Hello, everybody, and welcome to the General Knowledge Force. It's your main man, Kevin. On this episode, we're going to go into food, and be more in particular, food in America. Why is it so good? Why can't we seem to get enough of it? And what are some of the healthy choices that we can make going forward to make our lives a little bit better? Guys, thank you so much for hanging on here with me, and get ready for this journey to really unfold. All right, here we go. Guys, it's your main man, Kevin, hanging out with my pal, my buddy, my best friend, Shane. Shane, you want to say hello to everybody?
How are you doing, everybody?
All right. Shane, do you want to do a podcast today?
Are you ready to do a podcast, Kevin? Oh. Why don't I ask you this time?
Oh, man, you're turning it on me. I like that. I am absolutely ready. You know what? I'm more than ready.
Then why not
I'm
do
ready
it?
Freddy.
Then start. Come on.
I'm trying. Come on. But for this episode, we wanted to go into food. The other day, we were at Cracker Barrel, because Shane and I tend to hang out all the time, and we were discussing like things like sugar, candy, soda, junk food, healthy food, like how all those influence us and really can cause addictions amongst all of us.
Oh, you get absolute addiction. Sugar's more addicting than cocaine is, man.
Really?
Absolutely. There's been research studies. They'll have like lab rats, mice. They'll put some sugar water in there, put some cocaine water in there, all types of different drugs. And they found that every time, they prefer the sugar water over the drugged water.
Dude, that's just nuts. Like, all these companies are trying to do whatever they can to just get you addicted to their product. So you'll just buy more.
Oh, absolutely.
And then even if it's inhuman. Yeah, it really makes you wonder if like some of these companies see us not necessarily as like customers or people, but more as like profit centers.
Oh, yeah. Most companies don't really view individuals as humans. It's profit, pure potential profit.
Yeah, like how much money can they make? Because the more money they make, the more people will invest in them, thus allowing them to make more money.
Yes.
Which is just ridiculous. And I know the food industry alone is the most profitable industry. You know, everyone needs food. Everyone needs something to drink. I know it's a multi-trillion dollar business. I know Nestle is the number one company when it comes to all food products. And when you're going to like, you know, Kroger, there's about, I don't know, 11, 12 companies that own about everything there.
Tyson Foods. Big companies like that, that just own so many different products, like farms upon farms upon farms, billions of chickens and thousands upon thousands of head of cattle that are just factory slaughtered to feed the populace.
Yeah, right? And I feel like it makes it so difficult for like any new business coming out to really compete.
Yeah, because they're so established already. They have so much money and time in their business already that's it's so hard to, you know, scoop them up and get them out.
Yeah. The number one thing is, like, marketing. Like, if you can't market, you can't do anything. It doesn't matter how good your product is. And these small companies are like, oh, sure, we'll put out, like, $100, maybe $1,000, maybe. But these you know, giant corporations are putting out millions of dollars in it for advertisements and marketing.
Yeah, it just totally trumps the individual trying to do anything.
Yeah, right? But not necessarily a food, but a drink that I know we were talking about a lot was soda. You could call it soda, you could call it pop, you call it fizzy water,
whatever you want to call it.
Magic juice, who knows. But I know like soda for me, like there was years where, what am I saying, years? I still don't regularly drink soda. When I was a child, I used to drink it a whole bunch and I became obese. But then I let it go and I lost like 40 pounds.
And that's because you were taking in insane amounts of just liquid calories. Like you're getting no substance at all, just pure caloric intake.
Oh my gosh. I would drink so many sodas every single day. And once I let it go, I realized letting it go was such a hard process because you really are addicted to it. Like I'm just like, this is just the best thing ever. If you go from soda to water, you feel like so much disappointment.
Right, because you're not getting a crazy dopamine response as soon as it touches your tongue.
You aren't getting that dopamine reward for doing what you're doing, even though what you're doing is like hurting yourself.
Right. But that, like, when you get like into just sugary drinks in general, it's like not just soda. Like people think like, oh, soda's bad. Yeah, soda's bad if you're like drinking a shitload of it, but so's juice. Your body doesn't know a damn thing of the difference between juice and soda. juice is soda to your body. It doesn't care. Like, so juice is just as bad as you, as any pop is.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely. Because your body doesn't care. It's like, it just goes, oh, I have sugar now.
Oh, yeah. Like, let's go.
Like, your body doesn't go, okay, I'm drinking juice. I'm going to be like, this is healthy. Get out of my body. No, no calories absorbed.
Dude, yeah. I love how, like, I know so many people who drink Powerade.
Oh,
and like, you know, the sports energy drink. But the thing is, the only people that need to drink Powerade are professional athletes.
Yeah, if you're like out there, you're super fucking dehydrated because you've been working your ass off all day being an athlete. Yeah, you probably need something a little more than water. Like, it's probably necessary because you've expended all that energy throughout the day. But like, to the your standard person who, you know, just sits around all day and doesn't do much, and they're drinking Gatorade, Powerade constantly. You're just literally blowing yourself up.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, right? You might as well just start blowing your thumb, and then you just start expanding, and then you start floating, and then and then you're like, I can't touch the ground. What's going on? I can't touch my feet. What's going on?
Wonka don't got your ass.
Yeah, right? Oh my gosh.
Oh, Willy Wonka. We can talk about candy. Candy's horrid, too.
Oh my gosh.
But damn it, they make it so good. It's like crack.
Yeah, right? Like, I feel, you know, I love Halloween. Great holiday. I absolutely love the horror aspect. I'm a huge horror fan myself, but it's literally a candy holiday. Like, it's literally was like the perfect idea
to sell this candy we have.
And to get kids on it. Like, mm-hmm. in a sense, it's like, okay, let's pick a holiday, and this holiday is when we're going to literally get children addicted to our product for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it can be visualized as such. That's insane.
Yeah, because you see all these kids, they go, you know, go door to door getting candy. They come back home. I hope they're not eating all of the candy.
Well, I'll tell you what, son. I was eating all the candy. All of it. I'm surprised I don't have diabetes. Like, I'm dead serious. Because of, like, there's just, my diet has consisted of so much, like, just added sugar throughout my life. And that's just because of the products that my family happened to buy. And it's crazy. And like, I'm hypoglycemic now. Like, if I don't eat certain bits of sugar, I get all groggy and crappy because my body's just so used to it.
Wow.
To the point where, like, I'm kind of afraid that I'm going to get insulin resistant and develop diabetes.
Oh, and that's another thing. Like, diabetes, the rate of you becoming diabetic in America is just so high.
And like, hold on, type 1's like the genetic one, correct? And type 2's the one from your dietary.
I don't know. I know one of them is regarding insulin and you not being able to produce your own insulin.
Yeah, there's insulin deficiencies and glucagon deficiencies. One of them's basically because you poisoned yourself with sugar all your life. And the other one, that just sucks because you got the genetic bad card, let's say.
Oh.
You got the bad set of hand.
Yeah,
my words aren't working today.
But I get that. Like, I know a guy who's like naturally like a very muscular person, super fit. And he's diabetic because he can't produce his own insulin. And I'm just like, how on earth are you like this? Oh, I didn't say it just like that.
Right, you're just like, oh, what's going on?
What's wrong with you?
Right, like he's a super healthy guy, and you're like, what happened? And it turns out, like, he just had, like, the hereditary genetic issue. Yeah. It happens.
But I find it so funny. Like, you know, on one end, he's diabetic. On the other end, he's just naturally a very muscular person. It's like, oh, hey.
it's just funny because usually when you see like somebody with diabetes, they tend to be very overweight. At least in my experience.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Like to the point where like diabetic issues get to the point where there's, I forgot what the numbers are, but there's an insane amount of like foot amputations that happen due to diabetes. It's ridiculous. I ended up talking to a doctor one day down in Cincinnati, and he was a surgeon who does these amputations, and he's telling me he's got like 5-6 a week that he has to do. Like 5 or 6 people a week are getting their foot cut off because of diabetes and their dietary choices throughout life.
Well, why foot? Why is your foot get cut off?
It's got something to do with like the circulation. Like, I'm not a doctor.
Oh, like your arteries just...
Yeah, your like, your circulation, like, your veins, your arteries, everything, just in your feet in particular, they stop getting blood flow, crap happens. Pretty much your foot just starts dying, and they have to cut it off.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just because, like, And if it, well, if it wasn't, if you're not just naturally diabetic, there's nothing you can do about that. That just sucks. You got the bad card. You have to take medicine all your life. But if you gave yourself diabetes through your dietary choices and you lose your foot later on in life because you made bad dietary choices, sucks. Like, God, that's got to be awful.
Yeah.
So awful.
Like, you'll, like, spend the rest of your life thinking back, like,
right.
Oh, man.
And, like, most people, like, you're sitting there and you're eating your candy, you're drinking your soda all the time, whatever, you're fine. But, like, it catches up to you throughout the years. It's like you're 40 years old and then suddenly you're like, oh, crap, I've got diabetes now. And then another 5 years later of the same constant, like, routine of you eating garbage constantly causes you to lose one of your body parts. It's like, whoa. Like, nobody thinks, like, that food can affect you in that way.
Yeah, like, all that sugar that all these companies are trying to get you addicted to is just...
literally poisoning you through overtime.
Oh my gosh, it is literal poison, like... you know, when it comes to sugar and then also like alcohol, like I feel like those two are kind of like two big things. If you're not someone who's drinking a lot of sugar, drinking a lot of soda, you're someone who's drinking a lot of alcohol. And both of those are just so bad for you. Like I know in college I had a bunch of alcohol myself and I was always so surprised how I would work out so much during the summer and then gain so much weight during the school year. Like, whoa, like I only drink what, like 3 beers a day? I'm kidding, I did not drink that much. But
still though, that's like nothing. There's some people that drink a 12 pack a day, like, and that's just their routine.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And they're like, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm like, dude, you literally drink 12 beers a day and like you have to have it at the end of the night. If you didn't have to have it, you wouldn't be an alcoholic.
Yeah. Like, dude, I remember people just like going out buying 30 racks and just trying to throw them back as soon as they could.
Wild, right? I'm like, I've never been able to drink like that. Like, goodness, it makes me sick.
Oh my gosh, you watch people do that and you're just like, oh, like I like hurt watching it happen. Like, I get, you want to rage, you want to have fun, you want to get drunk and just let go, but oh my goodness, like your body's probably like being ripped apart. Like your liver can only take so much of that.
It's funny to think, like back in those drinky times, like you pretty much recover the next day when you're young. Like you're like, okay, I had a bad night, but you're pretty much fine the next day. But nowadays when I go drinking, like next day it's over. I don't want to do shit.
Oh
my gosh. I don't want to do a damn thing.
That is funny. Like, yeah, when you're like in college, you're around like, you know, 18 to 21, you can totally just get drunk and then recover by like the afternoon the next day and then do it again, which is something that happened a lot in college. But once you get past that age group, you realize it just destroys you. Like you hit a point where you're like, yep, I can't keep doing this.
And that was like the trigger for me. That when I realized, I was like, crap, wait, am I getting old? Like, I know I'm not that old, but like, goodness. Tell you what, I feel old now because I can't recover. And it like put it into perspective. And I was like, hey, maybe I should like start looking at what I eat, because I was eating like a bunch of junk crap. And I was like, damn, I'm getting heartburn. Like, I'm not supposed to have heartburn. What's going on?
Yeah,
acid reflux.
When you're like 20 years old.
Yeah, 20 years old with all this nonsense going on. You're like, okay, like maybe I really need to start paying attention to my health and my diet. Like, what am I eating? What am I putting in my body? And then I still eat candy, but damn it, I don't eat nearly as much.
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat maybe a little bit here and there, and I'll do single servings instead of eating like 2 or 3 whole bags of gummy worms.
Oh my gosh. Two or three whole bags?
Dude, I used to buy a 5-pound bag of gummies, just a 5-pound bag of assorted gummies from the Albany factory, and I would just eat that. And sometimes I would finish it in a day, just snacking throughout the day, 5 pounds of sugar. Like, oh, it was horrid. Horrid. I'm surprised that I'm not, like, horribly sick from my choices throughout life. It's insane.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Like
I don't know how I'm still alive.
Crazy how your body can just recover so well at that age. And, like, once, you're blown away how much your body shifts as soon as you start eating healthily. Your body's like, whoa, what?
Absolutely. So, like, when I did this, like, little revival for myself, we'll call it, I started drinking, I hate vegetables and stuff, so I'm like, okay, how do I get this crap in here? What I decided to do, I make smoothies. Make a fruit smoothie.
Oh, smoothies are great.
Load it up with some, like, thick Greek yogurt and juice, just a little bit of juice though for some flavor, but yeah. Throw down, like, I put kale, spinach, a bunch of greens that I just can't eat normally, and I like just blend it into this like nutrient mix that I scarf down, but it tastes good because it's got fruit and a little bit of juice in there.
Wow. Hey Shane, I love that, but I gotta interrupt you real quick for our little break right here. We're gonna hear a little short message from us. Hey, didn't see you there. So, I've got one question for you. Do you hate ads? Oh, wow. Me too. Sounds like we already have a lot in common. Here on the General Knowledge Force, Shane and I are committed to a zero ad podcast platform. But in order to keep this up, though, we unfortunately do need your help. All that we humbly ask is that you like, follow, subscribe, and share to help us really get this podcast going. Now, if you want to go a step further and become a super duper awesome pants, consider becoming a patron on our brand new Patreon. Here, you can get access to our official Discord server, have live chats with Shane and I, and of course, vote on the next topic in our podcast. Guys, thank you so much for your time. Now let's get back to it.
All right, and we are back. Shane, I know you were talking about your revival.
Yeah, you cut me off during my smoothie talk.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. So, back to the smoothies. We're going to be talking about these beautiful smoothies I make, and they make you feel delicious. Go. I don't want this.
They make you feel delicious? Please tell. I'm intrigued now.
Okay. So, I don't know. You just start drinking, like, healthier shit and, like, putting greens in your body and vegetables that you don't normally eat. Me.
Yeah, right?
And not a day or two later. Probably a day or two later, I started waking up feeling better in the morning, not being nearly as like tired and shit when I woke up.
Oh my gosh.
Started having more energy in the morning, like just eating a little fruit for breakfast. That, like, little tiny things that you can do to fix your diet just gives you so much more energy. You feel way better drinking and eating healthy instead of eating garbage.
It really blows your mind, like, all the subtle differences in how you feel once you start eating healthily. Like, when you're drinking, you know, drinking so much soda, drinking a lot of alcohol, eating a lot of junk food, you notice that for a while, like, you don't really notice a difference, but once you switch over to healthy foods, that's when it's like, oh, whoa, I didn't realize how hard it was on my body to just deal with this all the time.
Right, because your body's constantly searching for homeostasis, so eventually you just become used to that.
Yeah,
you like, that is your normal.
You're conditioned for your body just to be in this strenuous state at all times, so you just don't even really notice
it. Yeah, you have no clue. Just like how whenever you start working out and, like, you don't see your results in, like, 3 weeks, but that's because you're looking at yourself every day growing, and then somebody else on the outside sees you, and they're like, damn, man, you've been working out. You're looking good. And you're like, shit, I don't look any different. And they're like, no, I ain't seen you in a month. It's a big difference. But that every day you see yourself, and you're just like, oh, I'm the same. Nothing's happening. And it's kind of discouraging, even though everyone else that hasn't seen you is like, holy shit, look at him getting swole.
Yeah, right. And
but, like, same thing with your body, with just everything. Your body gets used to this. Like, if you're used to smoking cigarettes all the time and, like, you quit for a day, you're like, holy, whoa, what is this world? I can smell things I haven't smelled.
That is something.
I can taste. I can breathe.
That's, like, something that I have been told, is that, like, when you smoke cigarettes, you lose your sense of smell.
Oh, absolutely. So I used to smoke cigarettes. Like, I used to smoke probably a half pack a day. Like,
oh.
Which isn't very much. It's apparently not very much, because I know people that smoke 2-3 packs a day.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Even just smoking, like, those 10, foods that started to not taste as good. It started being bland. I started not being able to smell certain things, like say you're like someone farted, you're like, you don't even notice it type shit, because you're like, your senses are deadened because of the cigarette smoke.
Wow. And all the chemicals that go into your,
like,
body from it.
And then every day you're like walking around normal, you're doing your little cough, whatever, it's fine, everything's fine. But, like, you stop smoking, and the next day or two, you're just like, holy shit, like, I can actually breathe. You start getting up all that phlegm, your lungs open up, you start feeling healthy instead of just, like, crap all the time.
Yeah.
And like, you're not like, oh, I need a cigarette to feel better. It becomes like, yeah, fuck that shit, that's garbage. Like,
Yeah, it's
such a strange thing.
Your body, you start to realize that your body rewards you for letting go of all of that. And, like, just taking that step to do it. Yeah, you know, I always feel like the starting something is always the hardest part. And if you can just, you have the willpower to just try something, like if you can try something and if it doesn't work out for you, cool, stop doing it. But like, if you know something's good for you, give it a shot, see what happens, and you'll more than likely thank yourself, because at the very least, you gave it a shot, and now you know what to expect.
I like that. It's you have to be super disciplined.
It does require a ton of discipline to do something like that.
So like, whatever you got to do, buddy system, anything like that for like accountability.
Buddy systems work, dude. I'm telling you. Like, especially when it comes to like exercise, it's hard to stay motivated while exercising. But right. If you have like a personal trainer or a friend there to help you along the way,
especially like if you think it sucks, it's hard to motivate yourself to do something that you don't like. You know, like if you don't like eating vegetables and shit, like me, fuck that. I don't want to eat that nonsense. So I have to like make it work doing my little smoothie on.
Yeah, right.
Like it's neat, but I don't know, man.
And if you try, and if you know, if you were to try some candy right now, you'd be like, oh, this is why I liked it so much.
Oh God, if I eat candy, it's over. I'm like stuck, zipped back into it. It's hard to stop myself from like binging it because I love it so much. It's awful. All
right, so I'm gonna segue us over to something that I really want to share. So I know there was a period about 6 months of my life, this happened about a year ago, where I was actually waking up at 4 a.m. every weekday. And I did this because I was just like, you know, I've heard so many good things about this. Like, you know, if you want to go hardcore, this is what you do. And this is how you reach like prime physical fitness. Like any like personal trainer will tell you the earlier that you can get your workout in, that's the better. And so I actually hired a personal trainer, went through a whole like diet system that he like handpicked just for me based on like my body type and everything. And we, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I would go in there and we'd work out together. And of course my diet was, you can imagine, no sugar. there was no soda, no alcohol, any of that. My main foods were chicken and rice. A lot of chicken. I remember like by the end, but only like a month in, I absolutely hated chicken. Chicken was just, I was just like, oh, this is just the most bland thing of my entire life. And you start to really start to get creative with how to cook your food to still like it. Yeah, that was one issue that I had was I wasn't that good at giving myself variety. I was like, okay, this is something that just works. I'll just simply keep doing it. Where, you know, you're supposed to switch between like chicken, fish, back to chicken.
Keep switching up the lean proteins and doing stuff like that. But I see what you're saying. But like trying to keep it interesting for your palate is a lot of work.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Because it's, you know, the easy thing is just to go to some fast food joint and get what they have, and everything is just super, super tasty. But if you're trying to be like, go balls to the walls with your physical fitness, you realize that it's tough to really reward yourself in that sense. Like you only eat what you need to eat. And then, but if you want to bulk up, you have to force yourself to eat more of this food when you don't want to eat it, because it doesn't give you that dopamine burst that fast food does and soda does on your mind.
Right. Like one thing I like tend to see is like a lot of people go, hey, like healthy food, it's just expensive. Like it's more expensive than all the garbage food. Have you seen that all the time? Did you like face any issues with that whenever you were switching your diet up?
Absolutely. Like it's the honest truth. Like healthy food does cost way more. It's way easier just to go to a fast food joint. And that's the thing. Like most people in America are in debt, you know, like with people, so many people being in debt, the smart choice is to just go to some fast food joint where you only have to pay $5-$10 per person.
Then it comes down to this, like, the nutritional value of that garbage food is, like, nothing. And you have to eat so much of it to get anything nutrient-wise from it. And then the rest of it's just pure calories.
Yeah.
Pure, like, fat calories. And it's something that you don't want. It's a bunch of garbage.
Mm-hmm. Like, French fries, for example, like, they have absolutely zero fiber in these fries, in French fries. So what that causes, fiber is what allows you to feel full. And since there's no fiber in those French fries, you'll notice that you'll keep eating them and eating them and eating them. And once they're gone, you're like, oh man, I wish I had some more, because they don't actually give you anything. Like all you get is the salt from those French fries. And that gives you, salt is actually used a lot in foods to enhance them.
Humans can pretty much enjoy anything with a little pinch of salt.
Exactly. Like, you see people with salt and pepper. Salt and pepper is like a staple, like, when it comes to spice.
Wars were waged over salt in human history. Like, that's how important it is.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yes. Was salt a currency at one point?
Yes, it was worth more than gold in Roman times.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it just shows that people just love salt because it just gave them so much. And like, imagine, like for me, like when I was eating like that, like so strictly, that's when I really started putting salt and pepper on my foods. Before then, I never really did it. And once I started putting it on, I'm like, oh my gosh, this makes it way, way better.
Especially if you're eating bland ass chicken and rice.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yes. Oh.
Oof. But hey, man, it really worked out for you. That like period of time you were doing it. It looked like you were getting it in. Oh, you were getting healthy.
I was bulking up. I was getting shredded. Like, what people say about it, you know, it's absolutely true. That was me going through that. I want to say I reached the peak of my physical fitness in my lifetime, just because I gave my whole body and soul to it. I was like, I'm gonna go. I'm committing to this 110%. I even told my personal trainer, you know, just point in a direction. And I'll sprint in that direction. Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it. And it completely paid off. And I love how I can always reflect now and know exactly how it impacted me.
And like, you've got all that information now. And now you can like healthier choices going throughout the rest of your life. Keep yourself healthy. You know what to eat. You know what's good. You know what's bad.
And you start to learn what are the different cues about your own body.
Yeah.
And that's the part of the equation that's so complex. You know, everyone wants to tell you this is the one thing you have to do in order to get the best results you want. And, you know, there is no one true answer. Everyone has different body types. Everyone's their own person. Everyone has their own genetics. Food influences us all differently. And that's a crucial thing. Like, what I eat, what I have to eat in order to become strong is different from what it's going to take for you to eat to become strong.
Outright, just quantity, like that, everything is relative to the individual.
Quantity, variety,
all of it.
Like your mix between vegetables, proteins, carbs, dairy, all that stuff. And the first thing you can really do is just try it out. Like, you know, like, you know, start with those plans that people say that you could try and kind of see how it affects your body, and then try tweaking it seeing how your body adjusts. Then you'll notice. If you don't notice, your friends will notice.
Yeah, that's true. Kevin was like, "I'm not getting any bigger." Wham. I was like, "Boy, you seen your arms lately? The hell's going on with you?"
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
but yeah, you quit looking at yourself. But yeah, man, it's insane. It's so cool. Diet, like the omnivore's diet, is so varied. We can eat so much nonsense. It's insane. Humans have the ability to eat anything.
Yeah.
And like, so, I don't know. I tried that carnivore diet once. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I felt really good. Felt really energetic for a month. But I'll tell you what, Joe Rogan was fucking right. Gives you acid diarrhea. It's horrid.
Really, just going full.
It's like cleaning your soul out. It's awful.
Cleaning your soul out.
Oh yeah, that's for how bad the poops were.
Wow, when you just go 110% fat and protein.
No, just straight meat. Nothing else. Meat, steak, maybe some lean burgers. Not like 90-10. Chicken, turkey. That's it. That's all I did. I felt really good, felt super awesome, and then it was just regulatory issues in the digestive tract.
Wow.
It was horrid. So, like, you have to really be careful with your diet, because if you're not used to eating a certain amount of stuff, it'll mess you up internally.
Yeah, and that's, again, going back to everybody's different. You know, there could be people that can totally be full-on carnivores.
And, like, that works perfect. Their body's like, hell yeah, I'm happy with this. This is the best diet. Don't ever change. And as soon as they eat, like, a leaf of lettuce, their body's like, oh, my God!
Yeah, I know, personally, I've met several people who are just like, yeah, I just don't eat anything green. Like, they've lived their whole lives, don't eat anything green at all. They just don't understand why. If I every time I've asked the question, they just say, "Oh yeah, it's just something I just don't do."
Right. So like they don't like it. Like it's just not their flavor, whatever it is, the texture, anything. It's crazy. Like for me, it's just like texture. I hate that stringy grass nonsense.
Stringy grass nonsense.
I don't like it. Celery. I don't like celery. Oh fuck celery. I can barely eat ants on a log. It's horrid. Mm. Rubbish.
What about carrots?
Oh, I love carrots. I'll eat carrots raw.
Absolutely.
It's weird. Like I love carrots, love potatoes. I love like the rooted vegetables, but I don't eat anything leafy. I don't even eat like mushrooms, like shiitake and all that.
You don't like mushrooms?
No, it's weird. Like it's the texture for me. It's just like it's like gooey. I don't know. Yeah. Or maybe I've never had mushrooms made right or something. But I'm told you can't overcook mushrooms because of the cellular structure. So that's a really interesting tidbit.
Oh, whoa. Oh, right. Okay. Wow.
Because right, it's not a plant, not an animal. It's a fungus. It has its own cellular structure. It's like, no, I can't get overcooked.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess we'll have to have another episode on that. I know we're hitting our time limit here. So Shane, is there any final words that you want to share with everybody before we cut off?
Not so much. I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
I'm so sorry.
That's it. Okay. All right.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope everybody has a wonderful day/night, wherever the hell you are.
Absolutely. And feel free to give us some feedback either on Apple Podcasts, whatever podcast platform you're using, Twitter, or even on our new official Discord server created explicitly for our new patrons. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with Shane and I today. I know we've had an absolute blast. We always have fun making these podcasts, and we can't wait to talk to you guys again next week.
Bye, everybody.